There are also major developments tonight after authorities say a young veteran went on a deadly shooting rampage in Houston. Late today, police revealing that the young Army sergeant fired more than 200 rounds, killing one person, wounding six others before being taken down by police. And we're now hearing from the gunman's father and his stepmother. ABC's Lindsay Davis on what the family says it saw and heard from their own son beforehand.
Tonight, police say it appears 25-year-old Dionisio Garza III, the young Army veteran they say was behind that deadly rampage, was in the throes of a mental health crisis.
His family indicated that he wasn't feeling right, and he left to come here to hang out with his friends and try to find work here.
The shooting spree began Sunday at 10:15 a.m. when the gunman shot and killed a customer at this auto shop, leaving the gas station in front in flames. He fired 212 rounds, even taking aim at a police helicopter, hitting it several times.
Get in your house!
Two officers were wounded, four others shot. Investigators now say they blew up this bag left at the scene with bullets, earplugs, and papers inside, including his military discharge papers and birth certificate. Garza was honorably discharged from the Army 2 years ago. His father, a missionary, tells a local station that his son had PTSD and snapped. He describes a downward spiral in recent weeks, saying his son was consumed with conspiracies that the dollar was collapsing and the world was about to end. His stepmother tells us after two tours in Afghanistan, he was never the same.
I think he was haunted by everything that he saw there and he experienced there, and I think it changes you.
Police say he drove from California to Texas and arrived on Saturday. He was killed by a sniper within 1 hour of the shooting. David?
Lindsay Davis with us tonight. Lindsay, thank you. We